Today is Tuesday, May 27th, 2025. I have 9 a.m. call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll move to our first order of business. We have approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 480864 through 480891 and warrant number 8623. No journal entry or transfers.
Second.
Have a motion and second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Next, we've got approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes and executive minutes for May 19th, 2025. I didn't see anything when I looked through for review.
Move to approve regular session and executive session minutes for May 19th, 2025.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have our addendum to animal control jurisdiction agreements. This is file number 25-054AC for animal control. This will include the City of Forsyth, City of Hollister, City of Merriam Woods, City of Rockaway, Village of Bull Creek, Village of Kirbyville, the Village of Saddlebrook, and the Village of Taneyville. This will be for an update on pricing. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated May 15th, 2025. Approving the addendum as to form.
Do you guys have any questions or comments?
Do not.
Do you want those done individually or just all one motion?
I believe one motion, but to include all of the entities below. Is that fair?
Make sure they're all the same addendum. Fourth. Let's
you want to do
I'll do one motion, but list them individually.
Okay. Sounds good.
Move to approve the fourth addendum to the agreement for animal control buy-in between Village of Bull Creek and Taney County. The fourth addendum to the agreement buy-in between City of Forsyth and Taney County for animal control. The fourth addendum to the agreement for animal control buy-in between the City of Hollister and Taney County. And the first addendum to the agreement for animal control buy-in between the Village of Kirbyville and Taney County. And the third addendum to the agreement for animal control buy-in between the City of Merriam Woods and Taney County. And the fourth addendum to the agreement for animal control buy-in between the City of Rockaway Beach and Taney County. And the third addendum to the agreement for animal control buy-in between the Village of Saddlebrook and Taney County. And the first addendum to the agreement for animal control buy-in between the Village of Taneyville and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion from you, Ms. Sherry, before we move forward?
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have our agreement for fuel tanks. This will be file number 25-055, Road and Bridge. With this morning, we have Taney County Road and Bridge Administrator, Mr. Jack Cole. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good.
Yes, sir. This is the one that we'd went out for bid. We did a request for bid and received that, and the bid approval has been done. This would be between Taney County and Mid-South Steel Products Incorporated to replace the fuel tanks at all three of our locations.
Correct.
We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated May 22nd, 2025, approving the agreement as to form.
You guys have any questions?
Do not.
Move to approve the agreement for fuel tanks buying between Taney County and Mid-South Steel Products Incorporated.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you.
All right. Now we'll move on down our agenda. We have equipment services agreement, file number 25-056, S for sheriff. With us this morning, we have Taney County Sheriff, Mr. Brad Daniels. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The agreement we have in front of us is for MDS for the ST view scan. Is this the one at the booking?
I'm not sure.
Which scanner it is?
If it's for the scanner, it's probably the one in the Sallyport.
Yeah. In the Sallyport, okay.
Yes.
And this is for the service, the annual service agreement.
Okay. Yes. I apologize. I didn't get a notification of what I had on the agenda, so I'm kind of unprepared.
That's okay. We'll.
Looks like they perform some maintenance visits throughout the year.
Yes.
A couple things.
Yes. There is some required maintenance that they come do. It's included in that. It's some of the parts would cost almost as much as the annual agreement if something failed.
Yeah, the annual agreement is for $695. So
I think this is something different. I don't think this
is. If it's $695,
this is the. You have a scanner of some kind that does that uses toner and printer. You have a printer down there?
Yes, we do. With a couple, two or three of them actually.
Okay.
I'm not sure which one this is because I didn't send it over.
I'm sure it's just an annual renewal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What you were talking about was
the parts.
What I was thinking that was the body scanner.
The body scanner. We just did that.
This is right.
Glass items, bulbs, toner, die drums, pickup roller. Yeah, that's a regular scanner.
Yeah, this is probably something that just was up for legal as a renewal, and I didn't.
All right.
Any further discussion?
No.
Any questions?
Like I said, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
It was a up for renewal, minor, $695.
Right.
So you guys good?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Move to approve the equipment service agreement by and between Missouri Document Solutions and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the FY 2024 Local Law Enforcement Block Grant, the LLEBG subaward agreement. This is file number 25-057S for Sheriff. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated May 15th, 2025, approving the agreement as to form.
We've received this before, have we not?
We have. We've received it the last several years.
This is the there's nothing new here as far as what we have to
report
or
qualify
for.
No.
I don't think
everything's changed. The same.
Yeah. Yeah. And it is a grant for roughly $9,700 for equipment. So.
Yep.
I have no further questions.
I do not.
Move to approve the 2024 Local Law Enforcement Block Grant subaward agreement by and between Taney County and the Missouri Department of Public Safety.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. The next item we have on our agenda is the Memorandum of Understanding between Missouri Sheriff's Offices and Operation Relentless Pursuit Task Force. This will be file number 25-058, Sheriff. When we do this, I would ask that we give Sheriff Daniels the authority to sign with our neighboring counties he would be the one responsible for signing this.
Are you guys familiar with the Operation Relentless Pursuit Task Force?
Yes.
Yes, but would you mind just describing it just a little bit?
It's something that the governor started after he took office, and it's a statewide it's a statewide task force, and it's supposed to be comprised of one highway patrol officer and at least one full-time sheriff's deputy per zone, per highway patrol zone, and the purpose is to locate and arrest violent felons who have outstanding warrants. And we don't have the manpower to assign somebody full time, but we did assign somebody part time to the task force. He's still responsible for his normal day to day investigations here at the county, but whenever he has time, he assists. And so far, he personally has, I believe, arrested five people, and countywide, he's with the information that he's able to gain, we've brought in 11 people just in the last month or so, and have cleared 22 warrants on violent felonies. So it's been pretty beneficial already.
Any questions for Sheriff?
No. You guys, anything else?
I have nothing else.
No.
Move to approve the Memorandum of Understanding between the Missouri Sheriff's Office and the Operation Relentless Pursuit Task Force, and allow Sheriff Brad Daniels to sign.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Sorry, Sheriff, I do have one more page. Our next order of business we have is for the approval of the SB 190 applications. We have a list in front of us here. With us this morning, we have our Tannehill County Clerk, Ms. Stephanie Spencer.
Good morning, Commission.
Good morning, ma'am.
You can see that there are four that the collector has recommended to be denied. I know that she's quite thorough in her research and the application process.
Yep. The numbers we have for recommendation for approval are 1572 through 1674. The ones that are recommended for denial are 1675 through 1678.
Move to approve SB 190 applications number 1573 through 1674 and deny application 1675 through 1678.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Do you provide this to us?
Yeah.
Just so you know, we get it provided as well. Just
okay.
FYI.
I will continue to provide.
You will?
I will.
That's fine.
Okay. That is our last order of business we have down here this morning. We are scheduled for a roundtable at 9:20 upstairs. I have 9:17 a.m.